This company's never been more profitable.
You mean hugely profitable?
I like it.
DayPorter.com presents The Profitable Cleaner, a podcast on commercial cleaning sales and entrepreneurship. The one podcast that's not afraid to discuss real sales strategies with real cleaning professionals that produce real profits and real results. Here's your host, James Harper.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Profitable Cleaner Podcast. I'm your host, James Harper. Today's episode is one you will gain a ton of value from, especially if you're curious on the best way to move forward with a solid sales strategy with your janitorial company. It's no secret, there's a ton of different ways to generate leads for your janitorial company out there. You've probably heard of appointment setters, digital marketing, inbound marketing, cold calling, LinkedIn, all these different avenues and platforms that you can be generating leads. And often it can feel very, very overwhelming. So today I'm actually going to give you two different frameworks and two different mindsets to consider when it comes to developing leads and what I believe is the best long-term strategy and what also might work in the short term. And this is really known as the two sales frameworks. That first sales framework is called the SDR mentality. SDR stands for sales development rep. That's where you actually develop a strong business development plan, a sales strategy, train, hire, delegate a salesperson to solely be in that position and drive sales forward for your janitorial company. It's a great way to generate new connections, obviously help close deals, can even do a little bit of account management, and really good for the long-term overall success of your cleaning company. The other way to generate leads is just through straight up lead generation. Companies that look for a lot of smaller, quick hit deals. If you're after those $500, $800, $1,500 a month janitorial contracts and you just want something constantly flowing, a lead generation strategy that's a little bit more straight to the point, that has less of a sales approach, is probably the right way to go. And you can develop a lead gen strategy through Google Ads, through SEO, which is search engine optimization, or just straight up through doing cold marketing at scale. There's really no right or wrong way to develop a sales strategy for your business. The key thing to answer is what fits your long-term goals best. And that's really kind of what it always comes down to. What are you looking to achieve over the course of the next 3 to 5 years? Our last episode, we talked about thinking long-term versus short-term. We call that thinking profit versus paycheck. And what we mean by that is, do we start with the end in mind when it comes to our janitorial business? Meaning, are we thinking 5 years down the road and working backwards from that? Are we thinking about the long-term vision of what we want to achieve as a company and what you want to achieve from a success standpoint? So the same can be answered for a sales strategy. What is your long-term goal? Where do you want to see your company revenue-wise, account size-wise, 3 years down the road? And then also ask yourself, a lot of companies over time evolve into bigger, better, more lucrative accounts. They mature as a company. Is that something that you would like to see for yourself? Would you like to see your average deal size go up? Meaning, would you like to see a higher price point per cleaning contract on a monthly basis? If so, that needs to be taken into consideration, because the deals you're selling now in year one, year two, year three will not be the deals that you're selling in year three, year four, year five, and year six. Your sales process will evolve and it will expand and ultimately it will mature. So let me break down what the SDR mentality is. Having a sales development rep in place. Now, this could be you, this could be an employee you have, this could be a future hire, maybe someone that you hire and outsource or delegate this part of the business to. But it's really where you take a hunter's mentality that can also be a gardener. Let me explain the difference, guys. When you're in the sales realm, you need to have a hunting mentality. everyone, every building, every facility, every contact you speak with could end up actually doing business with you. And you have to go out there and create that network, create that group of contacts, and really start having those conversations. You can't be afraid to walk into a building, find the decision maker, put a face to the name, shake their hands, introduce yourself, and tell what you do and why you're stopping by. And knowing that you're not going to get a yes or no, a cleaning contract from visit one, that it might take 4, 5, 6 other visits or follow-ups or additional phone conversations to really harness that relationship. Because as much as we talk about the cleaning business, quote unquote cleaning, really we're in the service business, which means we're in the people business. And if you talk to the most successful janitorial companies out there, they can say, or they would say, and they do say, we're not in the cleaning business, we are in the people business. And you know as well as I do, when it comes to people, what matters most in business, even more so in sales, is really great relationships. And a great SDR, a sales development rep, is great at starting conversations, continuing conversations, and carrying and turning those conversations into a strong relationship. Now, that takes a lot of time, focus, process, and effort. A sales development rep will do a multitude of different things on how they generate their leads, on how they develop their network. They might walk into a business one day, introduce themselves, and drop off a packet, a case study. They might end up following that person on LinkedIn, sending them a connection request. They might pick up the phone, do some cold calling. When you have an SDR, really all bets are on the table when it comes to generating leads. Not one avenue is their only channel of focus. They're all across the board trying to figure out what is the best avenue to find today that fits the deal size that I'm looking for. It's a very strategic approach. It's a very long-term approach. But when you take this long-term approach over time, what it does is it diversifies your sales opportunities and your lead generation, meaning you have multiple different ways to generate your leads. You have one person or one team, maybe it might be people, working those relationships, working those leads, and also finding you new opportunities on a consistent and weekly basis. And then more than anything, you have someone managing those relationships, because again, we are in the cleaning business, but really we're in the people business. And over time, those conversations, those contacts, those relationships that they're developing start to compound, and they compound into something greater than just a quick cold email or cold call, trying to get a quick appointment, trying to get someone to say yes and signing up for a small deal right there on the spot or 2 weeks later after contact. When you're trying to sign on a big time facility, and this is just the lay of the land, and this is just being really freaking honest, guys, it takes a lot of legwork to stay in front of a facility director for an entire year. Let me give you an example. Dave Porter has a client that we've worked with for 3-4 years now, and this cleaner is freaking awesome when it comes to closing deals. The reason he's so great at closing deals, though, isn't because of what he says or does in the actual sales meeting when he's face-to-face with the facility director. It's because he's so good at continuing the conversation week after week and month after month. Right now, he's got a $57,000 per month deal proposal on the table with a huge software company here in Denver, Colorado, actually where I'm at. And that whole entire conversation and relationship started 14 months ago. So when he first started speaking with that facility director 14 months ago, they were in contract. They were actually semi-happy, but he was able to get enough information that they were probably going to go rebid 14 months from now and to stay in touch, yada, yada, yada. Well, our client, who's just a great salesperson and a great people person, was able to continue that conversation. And month after month, was able to follow up with that facility director. He already knew that the decision-making process wasn't going to happen for 14 months down the road. So he would send that facility director a helpful article he was reading on ISSA about clients and employees coming back to the office. He found out that facility director's birthday, sent them a birthday card and a birthday gift. Come Christmas time, did a quick little email check-in, sent them a Christmas gift. You see the seeds he was planting here. He had a gardener mentality. He was planting seeds, he was watering those seeds, and he knew that over time, with consistency, with value being added, with no return, immediate return happening, that those seeds were ultimately going to start to grow. Well, 14 months later, when the contract's ready to bid, which is currently now as we speak, as you would have it, he sent him an email and said, hey, just wanted to check in, see how the cleaning company you're working with is doing, see if you guys are still considering the rebidding process, would love to learn more about your cleaning setup, and see if we couldn't get a meeting and a walkthrough on the books. And next thing you know, here we are, there's a $57,000 per month proposal out the door. That's a life-changing contract. That's what we talk about a lot on the show, is how do you sign on your next life-changing contract? Well, that life-changing contract, it seems really far away when you make that initial contact and you know that something might not come about for 12, 14, 15, 18 months down the road. But ask yourself, is $500,000 a year for your business worth it if you just stay consistent with simple and humanized follow-up for 12, 13, 15 months? Typically, the answer is yes. That's what the hunter-gardener mentality is. You hunted a deal, and then you were the gardener once you started that relationship. You planted the seed, you watered the seed, you nourished it, and then you were there to reap the benefits when that relationship starts to grow. And that's really the SDR mentality, taking a sales development rep mentality. It's really a sustainable long-term approach that really tends to work best for the best performing janitorial companies out there. And when I say best, that doesn't mean revenue size. I'm talking about sales efficiency wise. We've seen a lot of great commercial cleaning companies at the $500,000 level, at the $1.1 million level, and even at the $10 million plus level, all have a good SDR, long-term sales strategy in place. Now let's move to the other side of the coin. There's a lot of lead generation tactics out there, a lot of appointment setting tactics out there. Early on, when you're a smaller shop, these tactics are really, really beneficial because you can generate leads really quick and you can do it for pretty cost effective if you find an avenue that works. And that's the big key word there. It's making sure that you find the avenue that works. A lot of people waste money experimenting on things and then realizing they got nothing in return, and then they have to start all over with another strategy. For instance, I've seen a lot of commercial cleaning companies invest heavy on SEO and digital marketing, and whether it was the market or whether it was the marketing company they were working with or whatever the scenario was, they didn't get return. And they invested a lot of money up front to get little to no return back. But you can do a lot of lead generation tactics that really work quick early on. Cold email. If you do this the right way, if you do this consistently at scale, you can really take your sales to the next level, especially early on when you don't have a ton of accounts. You can get a lot of smaller accounts through the door, and it's a good way to at least develop initial conversations. Now, there's a science to cold email, and there's definitely rhyme, reason, and there needs to be massive intention who you're targeting and your message to those people, but it works. And then you can do, I've seen a lot of companies have success with Google AdWords. Now, these don't bring in the massive deals, but it does bring in activity and it does create some action. And early on, action is really important, especially when we're talking about sales activity. We need engagement. We need to be having conversations. We need to be finding people that are in need of cleaning. Because the truth is, if you call 100 people, guys, only maybe 2-3 people are actually in need of a cleaning contract in that very moment. And that's best case scenario. You can easily hit up 100 people and walk down that list and everyone's in contract. They're doing in-house cleaning. They don't pick up or they don't respond, whatever the case may be. And you can easily strike out. So when you're doing the lead generation game, it's definitely more of a numbers game, which is why a lot of these smaller deals come through. But it's a game that has a place and definitely needs to be played. But again, if we're taking a profit mentality, a long-term goal mentality with our company, we got to ask ourselves, Where do we see ourselves in 5 years, 3 years? What do we want our revenue to look like? What do we want our cleaning contracts to look like? Do we want our deal size to go up? Do we want our deal size to stay the same? I've seen a lot of cleaning companies, guys, literally keep their deal size small because they're easier to service and they're more scalable. That's cool too. That's why you have to start with the end in mind and get very specific with who your target is, who you're going after, and ultimately what you want for your commercial cleaning company. Now, I do want to hit on one last topic here, and this is called appointment setters. There's a ton of appointment setters here in the janitorial industry, maybe more so than any other industry outside of solar. I don't freaking know, but I feel like every other rock we turn over, there's an appointment setting company, or there's been a cleaning company that's had a really poor experience with appointment setters. And a lot of these appointment setting companies, they pound the phone, they cold call their call teams in the Philippines or wherever. They have really poor scripts, and it's a pure numbers game for them, guys. They're going to turn and burn lists. They're going to smile and dial. They're going to dial for dollars, whatever the fuck you want to call it. This is their goal. It's to burn through lists and hopefully set appointments for your company. Now, these companies can be structured in a few different ways. They can work on a retainer management model, or they could work on a pay-per-lead model. Obviously, as a cleaning owner, the pay-per-lead model sounds awesome. Hey, I only pay if I get a lead, if I get an actual walkthrough set. Hell yeah, that sounds great. The problem with that is the pay-per-lead is often very expensive. It often exceeds $150 plus, and it can be shaky at best. Did they qualify the lead? Did they speak to the decision maker, or did they get the gatekeeper just to say yes because they caught her on a good day or cornered her and pressured her into just setting an appointment? You never really know the context of the lead or the quote-unquote walkthrough that's set, which is why that's a dicey game to play. And when your goal as a lead gen company is pay-per-lead, guess what? All you care about is getting the appointment. Nothing more, nothing less. Who cares what happens after the appointment? Who cares if they're qualified? My incentive is just setting up the appointment. That's why the appointment setter mentality is really kind of in my opinion, a get-rich-quick scarcity mindset. It can work. I'm not saying it can't work. I'm not saying any of these avenues can't work. And some avenues might be better for your business than others. And just because I wouldn't do the appointment setter strategy for my janitorial business doesn't mean that it wouldn't work or be good for yours. I'm just telling you, based on experience working coast to coast with cleaning companies, that the appointment setting mentality has always proven to kind of be a cheap man's game, meaning that it's kind of fool's gold. You can generate some stuff and it's very hit or miss. It's a very shotgun approach. If you've listened to the show, you've probably heard the term, you can't manage what you can't measure. And this is what ultimately a great sales strategy comes down to. Are you measuring the success of every single sales effort you're putting out there? Meaning everything you do, every single thing you do, every conversation you're having, every email follow-up you send, are you measuring the effectiveness of that? And are you seeing the input versus the output? Are you actually seeing return from the smallest activity? Because if you're not, then you have a problem. If you don't know that data and you don't have a pulse on your sales strategy, you can't manage what's going on. You cannot manage what you cannot measure. That's why personally, I'm a big believer in the profit versus paycheck, the long-term versus short-term mentality, the SDR, sales development rep mentality, knowing that an SDR can kind of play roles of everything we just mentioned in the lead gen game. And ultimately, their goal is to generate new business, which is the ultimate goal of all of these approaches and strategies and mentalities that we just spoke about. So I wanted to get on here. I wanted to talk to you guys about a few different strategies and frameworks that are very common in the cleaning industry, from should you or should you not develop a true relational sales development strategy, take the SDR mentality, should you do a quick lead gen strategy, take kind of a quick hit lead gen mentality. Should you go the appointment setting route, which could kind of be an extension of the lead gen route? It always comes down to what is best for your company and what's best for your long-term goals. I can't stress that enough, guys. Know your long-term goals. Get very clear on where you see your company in 5 years. Listen, if you like this podcast, please tell a cleaner to tell a cleaner. Like us on iTunes, rate us on iTunes, good or bad. Join the Profitable Cleaner Facebook group, which is linked up below. We have a ton of great trainings and content coming out. We love our small little niche community. We would love for you to be a part of it. And ultimately, I want to see you guys win. Dayporter, the Profitable Cleaner, we want to see you guys win. We want you to change your life by signing on your next life-changing contract. Like the story I said, $57,000 a month, that's a freaking life-changing contract. Go out there, go do it. We hope our content some way, somehow can help you achieve your goals, and we look forward to you guys winning. Talk to you guys soon.